Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
B. Mitchell Finley and Greg Abernathy all out in Ashburn, Virginia, Commanders training camp. All of our training camp coverage on 106.7 The Fan is presented by Paul Henry's Window Installation. PaulHenrysWindows.com, your clear home improvement choice. And listen, man, you can hit Paul up for more than just windows. I'm just saying. It's kind of our secret.
He does other stuff.
You can.
Doors.
Doors.
Gutters.
Gutters.
Think roofs.
Roofs. I don't know. Maybe they'll put a pool in for you. At least call them, find out. I don't know if that's something they do. Frankly, I don't think they do. But, you know, whatever.
Put some windows on your pool.
Yeah. Jets officially place Hassan Reddick on the did not report list. That's 50 every day. Now, a lot of now people, like, if you want to.
They said it in the CBA, you cannot give that money back.
Sure, but you can give them a 3-day bonus worth 150 grand. Like, you can work your way around it. You know what I mean? I think that, but dude, you look at Brandon Ayuk. I think that's why he is there and not practicing.
Yeah, he
showed
up.
Look at Jordan Love. They call that a hold in, B. Instead of a hold out, it's a hold in.
Yep.
We got to talk about this. I think Brian and I are allergic to our tent because it's just, it's wet and dark.
Nah, it's just
we need some sunshine.
We outside, man. All this damn pollen and stuff running around, whatever.
Commander's still out there going right now, so we're probably going to be. If I had to guess for the audience and for the great Landini, we're probably looking more like 11 a.m. for when the guys will talk. So one thing I wanted to talk, B, I watched Hard Knocks. Are you up to date on Hard Knocks?
I watched 3 episodes last night.
Okay.
Well, I got some opinions about it, too.
But so we'll fire away.
I just, listen, man, as I watched that, Joe Shane is a damn joke. That's the name, Joe Shane. He's a joke. To me, it seems like a bunch of people, nerdy people, have gotten together and say, we're going to just dictate what the athletic people in the world are going to be dealing with and how they're going to deal with it. They talk about some stuff that I'm like, they are really asking those type of questions about people that you're paying $10, $15, $20 million to? It's weirdish. It's stuff to me. Almost went the complete wrong way. But it's entertaining. They open up things. The whole Saquon thing, he told Shane, I told you where I want to be. Remember that conversation they had?
Yeah, for sure.
At that point, if Joe Shane was not a dork, he would have understood he's not calling your ass back. That's the last time he was talking to you. Then he calls his agent, and his agent say, if you give us $12.5 per year, $25 up front, we can work this deal out. Joe Shane never called back to say anything. So when they called you and told you they got the 37 something, almost $39 million, you knew they were telling you it's over with. And Mara, as I said before I ever saw it, I said Mara is setting him up. When I saw it last night, that little look, drop the head and the shoulders and walk out, you're going to get fired because of what you did with Saquon Barkley.
Mara not. Yeah.
I'm being real.
What's interesting is Diana Rossini, a friend of ours, has launched her new podcast called Scoop City, and she got an interview with Saquon, and I think she was the first one to get him. And he was basically like, yeah, man, this is the way this is being presented is pretty far from what was reality. He was like, I mean, yeah, I talked to him on the phone that time, but we all knew for months they weren't re-signing me and that I was going somewhere else.
Saquon was like,
it would have been more interesting last year when I actually had a chance.
Well, in the third episode, they tried to talk back to about, well, I offered him last year. You offered him last year a certain amount to try and lock him into some way. He felt, no, I'm going to show you how I can play. Then I want to get paid. And when the man goes on, show you can still perform, because you look at all the little people on their little team. Everybody on that team wants Saquon back. Only person didn't want Saquon back was Shane. That's the only person.
And it seemed personal because he didn't take the deal.
It seems super personal. And all I got to say, when they let him go, but he don't care. He gets his own say. That's the difference. This is why football is so screwed up. All the little dorks working around it get their whole contract. You don't get your whole contract.
All the little dorks working.
I'm serious. I left with that opinion last night. There's a lot of damn dorks in sports.
So I watched this week, and this week was the draft, and it was pretty interesting. But for all the consternation, it looks like practice just wrapped. So we'll probably hear from Cosme or Luvu relatively soon.
Mm-hmm.
For all the consternation about the Commanders bringing in whatever it was, 15 different players at once for a visit,
mm-hmm.
and the audacity to bring in multiple quarterbacks at once for a visit, I couldn't help but notice the Giants had Marvin Harrison, Malik Nabers, and Rome Odunze in the meeting room at the same time.
Yeah. But did you listen to the questions that they were asking those guys? Like, they were like, gotcha, trip-up questions.
No, you're talking about at the combine. I'm talking about when they did the 30s, when they did their own visits to the Meadowlands.
But still, it's just it was – the whole thing is weird to me.
Bro, Daniel Jones, I mean, ideally he rolls in there. I'm not saying this like I expect it to happen or that I'm rooting for the Giants in any capacity. But just the dude watching this – he's got to be so pissed. And just as a dude, I almost want to root for
him. But see, ultimately, you assume all those things are being said. That's why when people do their own contract, I say, okay, cool. You got to be used to hearing people tell you how bad you are because they're not going to tell you anything you did good. So Daniel has to understand when they're going through their stuff, they have to look at it from both fronts. You know, hell, he's gotten hurt 3 times in 2 years. Shane's right about that. Okay? Has he really shown that he's a guy? So we need a legitimate backup, because he probably get hurt again, and we're paying him $40 million. But it seems to me that Shane has put his reputation on Daniel Jones. Like, hey, we paying him $40 million, so we can't pay nobody else.
And dude, don't you get the feeling watching this that John Mara is so miserable that he is cutting a $45 million check for a dude that it's very clear his staff doesn't believe in?
The man said clearly, Saquon is our most popular player. You know what that means? On most teams, your quarterback is the most popular player, right? He was trying to tell you, this dork that you want me to go out here, that's my new word today, you want me to put all my love in, he is not good. You told me to pay this dude $45 million. Now you don't want to pay this guy $12.5 million, and you're going to let him go to the damn rival? You better hope you don't play well, because I'm going to send your ass packing. That's exactly what he's saying to him.
Man, one thing I noticed watching last night, Brian Daboll, you know how I, like, when we go out to dinner.
What episode is it on now? Because I got through 3 of them.
Yeah, so it's only through 4 now.
Okay,
so you
cool.
Got, like, one more.
See, I like to binge watch some stuff whenever I decide to get to it.
But Daboll chills in meetings. And you know me well enough, I kind of do it too.
He chills, but he's annoying as hell to me.
He's cocky.
He like, when he came back and tried to ask Jaden Daniels that question again, and he asked another quarterback. It was Drake May the question. Let's be real, dude. I'm not on your team. And first of all, the quarterbacks that's going into a game has heard that same play maybe 15,000 times. You asking me about something right now where I'm talking to multiple people about a play, and what does it really say? You know, if you tell me a play right now, and I go talk to a lot of other people, they tell me 15 plays, and I don't remember your play, does it mean I can't remember? It just means that the other stuff was more entertaining to me. I don't have to sit up there and be and spit it out, because when you give me your playbook, oh, I'm going to learn your playbook if I'm on your team.
Totally. And it's like, you trying these gotcha questions?
He was trying.
What's the point of it?
When they talk to what's my man from the Bears, Caleb. Caleb basically was looking at him like, dude, I ain't going to be here for y'all anyway.
Right.
He didn't give a damn about it. And you know what? I applaud him, because
didn't Deion once not take a meeting? He's like, oh, I'll be gone before y'all draft.
But see, like, the thing of it is, like, listen, players are always told to always be on point. You got to always be perfect. When you dealing with these dumbass owners, these dumbass coaches, these dumbass GMs, Why do I always have to be on point? You know, like the guy told me, oh, man, you always seem like you're going straight forward. You don't do a lot of dancing. And what the hell is that? The object of the game is get first downs, gain yards, right? So if I'm not dancing, who gives a damn?
Fair.
It's some stupidity in sports, dog.